WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The singer and songwriter known as Björk was born in Reykjavik, Iceland in 1965. Until recently, she led the band The Sugar Cubes, but now she's out on her own. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of her new solo album, Post.
The rock and roll world is full of ditzy eccentrics who use the cover of pop music to indulge their self-conscious quirks. Björk is a little like that. She cultivates a winsome style, and the most characteristic noise she makes is a kind of muffled squeal. But in interviews, Björk has said, people, quote, look at me as being ethereal and mystical, but actually I'm quite organized, and I work hard. Indeed, at her best, Björk is much more than a ditzy eccentric. Or rather, she uses her ditziness to get at other emotions.
All the mutton sings like cars and such have always existed. They've just been waiting in a mountain.
As you can hear on that song, called The Modern Things, Björk sings English-language lyrics in an accent that combines with her phrasing to make the words elusive. You catch certain phrases and not others, and as a song proceeds, Björk builds a mood. When she was with the Sugar Cubes, the band often used her voice as just another instrument, and Björk let herself squawk and screech with an abandon that was sometimes thrilling, sometimes silly. On her new album, however, Björk is much more in control of her vocals, to such an extent that she can pull off this wonderful little trick, a parody of a schlock 50s saloon song that's better than lots of the songs it parodies.
Shh. Shh. It's oh so quiet. It's oh so still. Shh, shh, you're all alone. Shh, shh, and so peaceful until. You wanna laugh, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die till it's over and then.
Björk now lives in London, where her boyfriend is Tricky, the so-called trip-hop artist whose album I reviewed here a few weeks ago. Like Tricky, Björk likes to play around with music's time and space, slowing down melodies until they stop, using silence for emotional punctuation, dropping the beat here and there. The results on Post may be eccentric, but they're also very shrewd.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Bjork's new solo album, Post. This is Fresh Air.